Welcome back, my gardening friends, to another Focal Point Friday episode. Let's spend just a few minutes together reviewing a snippet of information from a previous episode, highlighting a new topic, or quickly focusing on a current event in the food and agriculture world. Let's get down and dirty. On Tuesday, we talked about tomato varieties that are good for growing in short seasons or in challenging climates because they mature very quickly. And I've had a lot of really positive feedback on that episode. And I had several folks reach out and ask about growing tomatoes, or specifically tomato varieties that are good for growing in containers or in very small spaces. And I'm super happy to address that. Let's keep in mind, before we start talking about specific varieties, that you can grow just about any tomato variety in a container. You just want to be sure that you are using a minimum of a 5-gallon container, 10 gallons would be even better, and that you cage or stake it if it is an indeterminate variety. And even if it is a determinate variety and you're growing in a small area, you may want to have a cage or something just for management purposes. But just about any tomato can be grown in a container. It's just about management of that tomato. So if you've got the space to put them out and have a cage, just make sure that you are feeding those plants, because again, you're only going to have whatever volume of soil is available. So make sure that it's being fed regularly and it gets enough sun. Now, determinates may be a good choice for smaller spaces because they have a more bush habit to them. The problem with that is that not everybody wants to have all of their tomatoes all at once. So while determinates do make good varieties for small spaces, they may not be the type of tomato that you want. You can do them sort of spaced apart from each other. So you could do a determinate variety earlier in the season, and then when it has kind of, you know, given up everything that it's going to give, then plant another one and do the same thing. But if you want something that is going to produce all season long, you do have other options. The first option is something called indeterminate short internode varieties. Now, sometimes you will see these referred to as semi-determinate, but that is technically not correct. A semi-determinate, like a Celebrity, Indigo Rose, Ararat Flame, any of those are actually determinate plants. They grow with a determinate habit. They give you one flush of fruit, just like a normal determinate will, but then they will often give a second crop later on before they die off. So that is how they are a semi-determinate. An indeterminate short internode, or ISI, is a little bit different. It is a true indeterminate. It will continue to produce all season long for you, just like a vining or indeterminate type will. But they have a more compact growth habit because of that short internode. So the internodes are those places on the stem where the leaves form. And that, of course, is where your suckers are going to come out that are going to have the fruit production on them. The distance on the stem between those nodes, the internode, is shorter in an ISI plant. So it has more of a bush growth habit, but it still continues to produce all season long. So I typically grow these for sale, already potted up in 3-gallon containers, for people who live in condos or in apartments and who only have a small space to work with. Or I have a lot of seniors who really still love to garden, but they really can't get out there, and so they just want one or two pots on their patio. My go-to variety is one called Husky Red. That's the one that I usually do. We're also trying a different one this year out in the field. It's called Damsel. These may often be described as compact, short, or even dwarf, although we don't like to call them dwarf because I don't think they really are, but they do have that description oftentimes in their name. So some of these varieties include the Husky Red and the Damsel that I just talked about. You can also look for Park's Beefy Boy, Adelaide Festival Dwarf, Brandy Fred Dwarf, Burpee's Quarter Century, Rosella Purple, Miracle Sweet, and Patio. Now, some of these tomatoes are salad-sized. Others are a very small slicer. And of course, you also have cherry tomatoes in there as well. So they are all suitable for containers and small spaces like patios and balconies. Now, the next category of these are the true dwarf varieties. These are ones that can be grown in basically a standard sort of flower pot, anything that's like 8 to 12 inches, hanging baskets, those sorts of things. Their tumbling tom is one that you may have seen grown in hanging baskets. They come in red or yellow. They get about 24 inches tall, and if you put them in a hanging basket, they will just sort of vine over the side, and they will continue to produce clusters of cherry tomatoes all season long. Tiny Tim is another one of these. It gets about 12 to 18 inches tall, and so there's not a whole lot of staking involved, and again, they can stay in just regular sort of 10 to 12 inch flower pots. Red Robin is another one. We mentioned that one on Tuesday. Campbell, Dwarf Bush Cherry, Garten Pearl, these are all dwarf varieties. You can just do a search for dwarf varieties and look at the descriptions in these, and you will find different varieties of these that are fantastic for growing in small spaces. Now, these are going to be salad-sized or cherry tomatoes. You're not going to see any slicers in the true dwarf sizes, but if you go up to that, you know, indeterminate short internode, some of them are called dwarf. They are larger, but they do produce the slicing-sized ones. And then finally, we have one last category of these small ones, and these are super fun. These are your micro dwarf or just micro tomatoes. There used to be only one or two varieties of these, and they have just boomed in popularity over the last few years. And so now there are all kinds of these. They're super fun. You know, I'm a person who has 700 tomato plants out in a field, and yet I have one of these in my windowsill because they're fun and they're great to just snack on. We grew one called Micro Tom. They only get about 6 inches tall, and they give a continuous harvest of cherry tomatoes. We sold them in 4 or 5 inch pots. You can put them up into something about 6 inches. Again, a fairly small flower pot. These are also great for windowsills, patios, or those vertical gardens like a green stalk planter or anything like that. These will fit in there, and they will continue to produce a nice little harvest of cherry tomatoes all season. Other varieties of this type include Flora Gold, Tumbling Tiger, another one that you could put in like a hanging basket, Microtina, Birdie Rouge Red, and Aztec Cherry. Again, all cherry tomatoes, but super fun and perfect for small spaces. And again, they are indeterminate, so they will produce all season long. And if you keep them in the proper conditions indoors, they will even produce inside for you. Thanks for joining me on this Focal Point Friday. I'll be back again on Tuesday for another regular episode of the Just Grow Something podcast. So until next time, my gardening friends, keep on cultivating that dream garden, and we'll talk again soon.